Mr. Trujillo, please go ahead.
Thank you, Yisan. Yeah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jackie, Company Secretary of China Unicom. Welcome to our results conference call. First of all, please allow me to introduce the management present today. Mr. Wang Xiaochu, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Chen Chongye, Executive Director and President. Mr. Liang Baojun, Senior Vice President. Now, let's invite Chairman Wang to talk about our 2021 interim results. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my great pleasure to discuss with you China Unicom's results. Due to the pandemic, unfortunately, we still can't meet in person in Hong Kong today and need to discuss via a teleconference. Stay safe and healthy, everyone. In today's presentation, I will summarize our overall result in the first half of 2021. Mr. Chen Zhongye will then discuss our operating and financial performance. Lastly, the management will take any questions you have. Highlights of the company's results in the first half are as follows. First, our revenue and profit growth accelerated on the back of determined innovative transformation and in-depth mixed ownership reform. Second, we accelerated increase in shareholder returns and strive to unlock the potential investment value of the company. Third, our 5G-led mobile business transformation and innovative development delivered remarkable success. Fourth, our digital transformation empowered continuous robust growth in innovative businesses. Fifth, we deepened network co-share and effectively enhanced our edges and returns. Lastly, we are going to seize new opportunities of the industry and endeavor to achieve high-quality development. In the first half, the company practiced new development philosophies, deeply implemented the strategy of focused innovation and cooperation, and sped up comprehensive digital transformation. Our revenue and profit growth accelerated. Our service revenue was 148.7 billion, up by 7.5% year-on-year. Net profit was 9.2 billion, up by 21% year-on-year. The company's growth quality and return kept improving in recent years. Our service revenue mix was further optimized. Industry internet revenue contributed to 19% of our total service revenue, giving fresh impetus to our growth. Benefiting from sustained good control of CapEx and efficient operation, we had generated free cash flow of over 170 billion over the past 4.5 years. Our net profit continued to grow at double digits. The company's fundamentals have further strengthened. The company has high regard for shareholder returns. Dividend per share grew at double digits over the past 3 years. To accelerate increase in shareholder returns, with due regard to the company's robust business development and strong free cash flow, the board decided to distribute an inaugural interim dividend of 0.12 RMB per share in 2021. Meanwhile, the company will raise 2021 full-year dividend payout ratio with the magnitude to be decided by the board in March next year, taking into account such factors as the company's profitability, cash flow, future capital requirements, etc. Based on public data from Bloomberg, the average of over 20 analyst target prices for the company is 7.44 Hong Kong dollar per share, showing huge potential investment value. Building on our solid results achieved in the first half, the company will endeavor to drive revenue, profit, and dividend growth to unlock our potential investment value, creating greater value for our shareholders. In the first half, the company deepened 5G-driven growth and insisted on rational and orderly competition. We struck an effective balance between value operation and scale development, driving transformation and innovative development of mobile business. We had 113 million 5G package subscribers, with a market share of 23%, which was 3.7 percentage points higher than our overall market share, overall mobile market share. Following the turnaround last year, our mobile service revenue grew by 7.3% year-on-year in the first half. Our mobile ARPU increased by 8.5% year-on-year, demonstrating further success in our value-oriented operation. In innovative businesses, we formed Unicom Digital Technology to create integrated and differentiated edges. We actively nurtured and promoted innovative 5G plus vertical applications and deepened a comprehensive cooperation with strategic investors and industry leaders. Our industry internet business maintained strong growth momentum, with revenue reaching 28 billion in the first half, up by 24% year-on-year. It has become our key revenue growth driver. Going forward, the company will continue to enhance our proprietary capabilities in platform development, R&D centralization, product standardization, proprietary integration and delivery, striving to achieve higher quality growth in the digital era. To seize the new opportunities in the industry, the company proposed to spin off CUSC, a subsidiary specialized in Internet of Vehicles operation in the Asia market. After being spun off as an independent listed company, CUSC's financing capability and operation of flexibility will be strengthened, accelerating its business growth and enhancing its competitiveness. As a controlling shareholder, China Unicom will benefit from its value unlocking. In the future, strategic cooperation between China Unicom and CUSC can create strong alliance with synergetic advantages to promote mutual growth. For 5G network deployment, the company maintained a focused approach. By working closely with China Telecom, we continue to deepen network co-build co-share, delivering prominent achievements. In the first half, we sped up in-depth and indoor coverage in urban areas and achieved 5G coverage of major counties and affluent towns. We added about 80,000 shared 5G base stations with China Telecom, with the total number of 5G base stations in use reaching over 460,000, with industry-leading 5G network speed. Going forward, the company will conduct dynamic investment with due regard to technology advancement, value chain maturity, market and business demand, etc. 5G CapEx budget for the full year is 35 billion. The number of 5G base stations in use is expected to reach 700,000 by the year end. Our 5G network co-build co-share with China Telecom has effectively boosted investment return for both companies. Our network edges and customers' perception were significantly enhanced. The two operators altogether achieved cumulative CapEx savings of over 86 billion and substantial savings in other costs, including tower usage fee, network maintenance costs, and utility charges, etc. For 4G network sharing, the number of shared base stations reached 460,000, leading to a cumulative CapEx savings of 24 billion. Customers' experience saw a substantial improvement. Meanwhile, we continue to promote co-build, co-share, and co-maintain of transmission and other resources, and actively engaged in new co-build, co-share cooperation with cable, power, high-speed railway, and oil industries, etc., to maximize investment efficiency. The company continued to deepen comprehensive digital transformation. We have basically established the core capability of five middle platforms, resulting in centralized and unified IT service capabilities, as well as an efficiently centralized and integrated innovation system. Our centralized IT advantage is fast turning into an operational edge. Internally, we leverage data to power up business development, customer service, network operation, and supervision management, allowing the company to greatly improve its productivity and develop a professional digital team of more than 15,000 talents during the process. Externally, we can better satisfy the nationwide service needs of government and enterprise customers, the mobility needs of individual customers, and the information consumption upgrade needs of household customers, forging differentiated new edges. Going forward, facing a new blue ocean of the digital economy spawned by new technology like 5G, the company will seize the critical window, firmly implement the strategy of focus, innovation, and cooperation, accelerate comprehensive digital transformation, strengthen intelligent operation and services, deepen mixed ownership reform, and continuously expand in network co-build, co-share, and co-maintain. We will fully enhance growth quality and operating efficiency, and are dedicated to building an exceptional, smarter, and brighter China unicorn, creating greater value for shareholders, customers, and society. Next, we will have our president, Mr. Chen Chongye, to introduce the company's operating and financial performance in the first half of 2021. Thank you, Chairman Wang. First, let me introduce the company's operating performance in the first half of 2021. In mobile business, the company continues to drive value enhancement and scale development with 5G. We launched the innovative China Unicom app, forming an ecology while drawing traffic through omni-channels and touchpoints. The number of monthly active users reached over 100 million. We accelerated the scale development of broadband and mobile integration via 3 gigabit networks, and leveraged privileged content and financial tools to improve product value. We utilize big data to precisely drive existing customer upgrade. We are unlocking 5G customers' value through coordinated development of terminal network and business. In the first half, the company registered a net addition of 42.5 million 5G package subscribers with an industry-leading penetration rate, driving sustained mobile ARPU and service revenue growth. In fixed-line business, the company grabs the boosted demand for digitization, cyberization, and intelligent transformation of the economy and society by leveraging proprietary resources and edges such as 3 gigabit network resources, cloud plus network plus applications integrated servicing capability, and efficiently centralized innovation product offerings. We actively empower enterprise customers and enhance smart family customer experience, driving integrated development of innovative and fundamental businesses. In the first half, with the rapid growth of smart family products and innovative businesses, our fixed line service revenue grew by 8% year-on-year. The company focused on digitization to strengthen the development of broadband and mobile integration via 3 gigabit networks. We continue to strengthen the capabilities of our smart community and smart war home platforms and promote our digital village platform service, sharpening the differentiated edges of our broadband business. In northern China, we leverage broadband to expand mobile and promoted the mutual growth dynamics. We achieved ultimate integration with high quality service and drove paradigm shift with multiple SIM. In southern China, we expand broadband to boost mobile and appropriately increase broadband investment to achieve focused coverage and spot transcendence. In the first half, our smart home products revenue increased by 13% year-on-year. The penetration of broadband and mobile integration went up by 6% year-on-year. In innovative business, the company innovated 5G application product system leveraging five major components, namely industry private network, MBC, industry platform, customized service, and terminal, to support over 15 industry applications. We integrated our own capability and expand ecology cooperation to push forward the integrated and innovative development of 5G plus industry vertical applications. We actively explore business models and agilely address 5G industry customers' needs. We successfully develop a number of 5G lighthouse projects in key areas such as industrial internet, smart mining, smart medical, and smart city, etc. With over 300 5G Lighthouse customers nationwide. We are promoting faster 5G commercialization. In the first half, cumulative contract value of 5G industry application amounted to over $1.3 billion. The company accelerated the building of proprietary innovation platform capabilities and key products. The competitiveness and business value of our innovative business continues to gain value and momentum. First, in IT service, our proprietary research capability in key vertical progressively improved and the business scale expanded rapidly. Second, the capability of our proprietary IoT connection and equipment management platform was further strengthened. Third, our big data business is leading in the industry. The company developed China Unicom Cloud as the base for digital transformation and integrated innovation, focusing on security and reliability, cloud network integration, dedicated customization and multi-cloud collaboration. We provide customers with integrated innovative solutions, including cloud resources, cloud platform, cloud service, cloud integration, cloud interconnection, and cloud security, etc. For public cloud, we targeted medium, small, and micro-sized enterprises and deepened cooperation with strategic investors. For private cloud, we consolidated our resources to focus on building PaaS with fully integrated capability and offered secure and trusted private cloud service to government and enterprise customers leveraging information technology, innovation cloud, and multi-cloud management capabilities. For industry clouds, we deployed nationwide backbone cloud pools, aggregating innovation capabilities such as big data and AI. In the first half, China Unicom Cloud revenue reached $7.7 billion, up by 54% year-on-year. In IDC business, the company grabbed the growth opportunities brought by the state's new infrastructure strategy. We sharpened our competitive advantages, striving for both return and scale enhancement. We built a multi-cloud intelligent network to provide customers with superior experience and all-round integrated solutions. We advanced efficiently centralized operation and leveraged our existing network resources and capabilities to capture internet sector customers while optimizing customer mix by actively expanding customers in financial and government sectors. In the first half, our ITC revenue was $11 billion, up by 9% year-on-year. In terms of investment, we focus on high-value and high-demand areas and actively engage in private capital cooperation. Full-year CapEx budget is $2.7 billion. The number of cabinets available is expected to reach 310,000. This year, the company synergistically advanced reform and comprehensive digital transformation, aiming to raise vibrancy, promote growth, and enhance efficiency. First, we develop a platform to aggregate traffic, forming a smart living new ecology, integrating communication, lifestyle, entertainment, and financial services. Second, we systematically promote the reform of six professional functions to enhance the efficiency of smart operational systems, facilitating faster implementation of digital intelligence new operation. Third, we deepen mixed ownership reform, systematically advance market-oriented reform among subsidiaries, and introduce digital talents. The transformation of operating mechanism was accelerated, releasing the intrinsic value of the company. Next, let's go on to our financial performance in the first half of 2021. This table shows our key financial information in the first half. Operating revenue was up by 9.2%. Net profit increased by 21%. The company's growth quality continued to enhance. Let's look at the detailed analysis next. Operating expenses increased by 9.7%, which was slightly higher than our operating revenue growth due to the higher initiatives in resources and talent for 5G and innovative businesses, paving the way for sustainable business growth, of which depreciation was basically flat, mainly benefiting from our good control of CapEx in recent years and network co-build share. We continue to promote incentive mechanism reform to strengthen performance-based compensation and draw in innovative talents. Employee benefit went up by 13% year-on-year. Next, let's take a look at the detailed analysis on G&A and other operating expenses and network operation and support expenses. The company capitalized on the opportunities of digital transformation and appropriately stepped up cost initiative to promote capability enhancement and scale development of innovative businesses. G&A and other operating expenses increased by 17%, mainly due to higher technical support expense and cost of IT services for innovative businesses, which together increased by $2.7 billion. But driving $5.4 billion increase in industry internet revenue and further enhancing our capabilities and potential. Going forward, the company will be devoted to promoting the scale and profitability enhancement of innovative businesses. As our business and network scale continue to grow, network pressure is mounting on network cost. The company has taken multiple measures to strengthen meticulous management, striving to achieve stable network operation and support expenses as percentage of revenue for the full year. We continue to expand network Kobuko share with China Telecom. Second, we insource network operation. Third, we promoted AI to push smart operation. Fourth, we accelerate 2G, 3G network streamlining and frequency reduction. Fifth, we fully leverage the favorable new infrastructure policies. Sixth, we actively engage in energy conservation and emission reduction. For CapEx, we insist on focus and cooperation to enhance network edges with high investment efficiency. First, we focus on the deployment of premium 5G gigabit fiber network and innovative business investment. Second, we focus on the coverage of enterprise premium network and commercial buildings. Third, we focus on high-value areas. In addition, we continuously extend Kobuko share and co-maintain as well as private capital cooperation to drive profitable and fast business growth. In the first half, our customers' overall satisfaction significantly improved, with 5G customer satisfaction ranking number one in the industry. In the future, the company will continue to invest efficiently with a full-year CapEx budget of 70 billion. With the execution of digital transformation and advantage of mixed ownership reform being unleashed, the company's financial position was further optimized. Our cash flow generating capability remains strong. Since 2017, the company has accumulated free cash flow of over 170 billion. Our liability to asset ratio declined from 62.9% in 2016 to 38.8% in June this year. The company's financial strength was further enhanced, helping us to capture new 5G opportunities, create new value, boost shareholder returns, and counter risk in the future. Looking into the second half, the company will adhere to the strategy of focus, innovation, and cooperation. We will further improve market-oriented operation, enhance systematic innovation capability, and accelerate digital transformation. We will endeavor to shape the five new development edges comprising high-quality services, high-quality development, highly effective governance, high-tech engine, and high-vitality operations, striving for leapfrog in our high-quality development. This is the end of my presentation. Thank you.
谢谢管理层的介绍。现在我们。